Microphone check 1 2 1 2.
Mic check 2 3 2 3.
You are now tuned in to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast.
Did I throw you off?
You threw me off a little bit. But it's okay, man. It's okay, man. It's all right, man. It's all right. Get your drink and get in sync to the boys. It's my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I am Antoine Waslicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2NONCENTS. Yes. Also, get into that Facebook community search, 2Cents Nonsense, in your Facebook search bar. We love to have you in the group. And follow us on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1.
Hey, yo. I got a question for y'all listeners. Because we ain't decided this. And it's been going on a couple weeks now. What kind of drink would you call this? Jim Beam Fire mixed with Red Bull. We have no fucking idea what to call it.
Yeah, man. It's,
you know.
But it's one of those drinks that we drink every podcast now, man.
Leave us a comment anywhere. Twitter, Facebook, reviews, whatever the fuck. If you think also, of something.
Also, man, just so you guys know, we are closing in. We're getting closer to 100 episodes and our 1 year anniversary. For the occasion, we actually reached out to somebody to change the logo on the show. And we got a fire logo for you guys, man. That shit is nice. And we're going to debut that at the same time next week, I think. Something. I don't know.
When this episode drops.
We're going to debut that shit when this episode drops. So once you listen to this episode, you will see the new logo along with this new episode. It's fire, man. I'm actually going to, well, by the time you hear this, it'll be a post in it on Instagram, Twitter, about us dropping the new logo.
I already put it out on Twitter.
See? You already put it out on Twitter. See? There we have it. You know, so we'll have the new logo out for you guys, man, to check out, man. We inch closer to that stuff, man. More things for you guys to help us out with, man. Shirts, things like that, so... We'll let you know when that stuff is available. Because we getting there. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. We trying to. On today's episode, man, it's going to be one of those ones where we just shoot the shit. You know, shout out to Jason. He was going to be on today's episode, but he had a prior engagement.
Nick got drunk.
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I said the nigga had a prior engagement. You're making me look like a liar.
I ain't gonna lie. Fuck that shit. That nigga got drunk. Shit. Yeah.
But shout out to Jason, man. We appreciate him always being on the show and being willing to come on to the show. If you want to be a part of the show, man, hit us up. Let us know, man. We'll get you on, man. You can always call in. If you guys listen to the episodes that he's on, his audio is as crisp as he can get it as far as with his phone is concerned. But, you know, if you got a mic or whatever you got that you want to call in, it's whatever, man. We're more than welcome to have people on the show. So what you been up to, man?
I've been catching up on my shows. That's pretty much it. Trying to watch a lot of wrestling that I done missed.
Yeah, I've been catching up on some wrestling. Of course, by the time we air this episode, AEW's Double or Nothing would have already aired. That's something that I was catching up on the AEW to be able to watch that. And on Netflix, I caught a show the other day.
What you watch?
Called Unbelievable. It's a Netflix original limited series. I think it's about 5 episodes. It's about a young lady.
Is it in English?
Yeah, it's in English. It's in English.
See, I be finding out what a lot of Netflix originals, them shits don't be in English.
Yeah, yeah. This one is in English. I don't know if it's based on a true story or not, but it's about a young lady who she got raped. And
okay, I don't want to hear about it.
When she told the cops, her story was inconsistent, so they didn't believe her until it happened to somebody else. So it's pretty interesting. Kind of like one of those crime dramas where they, got them in the investigation room, the interrogation room and shit. And It just shows you that, I mean, cops want to do their due diligence, but when you got a victim that's every time you ask her a question, she giving you can ask her the same question, she's giving you a different answer. So it is unbelievable. But it happened to somebody else, then the new detective that's looking at the case got to backtrack and figure out, all right, maybe this young lady is telling the truth. So it's pretty interesting.
I watched the first episode of Snowpiercer.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, man. They was advertising that on USA, right?
Yo, they've been doing that at, like, they've been advertising it everywhere. I like it.
What is it about?
Well, you seen the movie?
No.
You never seen the movie Snowpiercer?
Uh-uh.
Watch the movie Snowpiercer before you watch the...
When did the movie come out? Like, in the 90s? 2000s?
2012, okay. Somewhere around there.
Okay, I'll check out the movie first, then get into the show.
Yeah, it's got Captain America.
Oh, they got to play Captain America in it?
Okay. Chris Evans, he's the main character.
It got Captain America in it.
He's the main character.
It got Captain America in it. I don't know his name, but it's Chris Evans, but yeah. Okay.
So check out the movie before you watch the show. Okay. I mean, it's like I said, it's only one episode in. But I'm hooked. Me and my girl are hooked. We like it. So,
and shout out to all of our fellow podcasters that do the movie podcast, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of people do a lot of movie reviews. So,
and they, when they do their movie reviews, man, they get all into it, man. They know who do the cinematography.
Yeah.
They know who directed this shit. They know off the top of their head how many other movies that the nigga directed and shit. I'd be like, damn.
Did you watch The Invisible Man?
Uh-uh. The new one, right?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't watched that one.
You gotta watch
that. That joint fire?
You gotta watch that.
Okay, I'll watch that joint.
Me and my girl watched that.
Okay, I'll check that joint out.
I mean, I've watched mad movies.
I might watch that shit tonight. I ain't got nothing to do. My girl ain't
here. You ever watch Queen and Slim?
Uh-uh. Gotta watch that too? Okay.
Yo.
I don't watch too many movies, man. I'm more into the music stuff, man. I've been listening to a lot of new music.
See me? I don't care about music.
You don't care about music, you know what I'm saying? But see, that's why we work on this podcast. Like, he goes with the movies and shit, and I go with the music, and we just mesh it all. We mesh it together pretty good.
Yes.
So, you know, you get the best of both worlds here. And then when it comes to the wrestling, we both on the same accord. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the basketball and the football, we both on the same
also,
accord.
Also, watch the movie. I forgot the name of it. The one with Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
Cause or something like that?
Yeah, Just Cause, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to check that joint out, too.
That's, oh my gosh.
Good movie.
All three of those movies are so good.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely be checking out those. I'll probably watch one or two of them tonight after the podcast. Tomorrow, I might watch something, but I'm definitely going to be tuned in.
Well, if you're going to watch one tonight, I'll say watch The Invisible Man.
Watch The Invisible Man tonight? Yeah. Oh, you trying to scare a nigga before you go to bed?
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying that'll probably keep you more up than the other two.
I ain't got no problem with that. I'm going to be up for a minute drinking these fucking Red Bulls and goddamn fire.
But, shit, that shit don't keep me up. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But, you know, and tomorrow I'll probably watch one of them after or before I check out a new podcast. We talked about it on the last episode. We do record these episodes on Saturday. So if you are wondering why we don't touch base on something that happened on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday leading up to the show
that
dropping.
That means that's you're not in the Facebook group and you don't follow us on Twitter because I post it.
You post it.
So there you go.
Well, we just got to, you know, say that for the new
people. I understand that, and I'm just telling you, I put it in the Facebook group and on Twitter.
Yeah. On today's episode, man, we are going to talk about the new Styles P record called Styles David Ghost Your Enthusiasm. We're going to break down this one track by track. But before we get into that, I got a couple of other albums that I listen to that I feel like people should go check out. One of them is by a guy named Mozzie. He's a West Coast rapper. He has an album out called Beyond Bulletproof. I would advise you to go check that out if you like that straight, rugged, gangster shit. The nigga ain't doing nothing but talking about banging. Like, that's it. He talking about fucking banging. And it's them hard, hitting, yet smooth West Coast beats. And you got that gritty, rugged delivery and vocal shit. On one song...
I gotta be in a mood for that shit.
Yeah, but on one song, and I'm not saying that he's like this guy, but on one song, his delivery and the way he was fucking rapping reminded me of a Jadakiss joint, because his voice was like mad raspy and shit. Not saying that he's on a lyrical level as Jadakiss. Not saying that at all.
You shouldn't even have brought it up.
What? It was a good comparison. Like, this song sounded like, you know.
Okay, if he's not on the lyrical level, you shouldn't even have brought it up.
Well, it's kind of hard to find motherfuckers that's on a lyrical level of Jadakiss.
Okay, like, that's why you don't even bring it up.
You know,
that's why you don't even bring it up.
When it comes to that raspy
voice. You could have just said the nigga got a raspy voice. You'd have to bring up Jada.
But when you say raspy voice, like, I'm trying to give you a comparison of what a raspy voice is like.
No.
Jadakiss has a raspy voice.
You don't even bring up Jada. Bring up some female who got a raspy voice.
I don't know no fucking
There's plenty of them out there.
I don't know.
I can't think of one off the top of my head. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Why would I compare the guy to a fucking female?
Because he on a lyrical...
Nah, he ain't on no lyrical level as a female. Dude nice. He all right. He's pretty good.
I'm not saying he's not nice. I'm just saying don't compare him to Jada.
No, I'm not
with
comparing
the raspiness.
I don't know nobody else that got a super duper raspy ass voice. Like, I just don't. And then the other one is Coda the Friend with an album called Everything.
The only cool Coda I know is Coda Ibushi, and his birthday was on Thursday.
Yeah. How does Coda Ibushi spell it? How does Coda spell his name?
K-O-D-O.
Okay, this is Kota. K-O-T-A. Kota. The Friend. And it's an album called Everything. It's joint smooth. You know, it's one of those ones where you just put it on when you're riding, chilling out.
You don't do wrestling moves as smooth as Kota Ibushi.
Well, I don't think the guy wrestles. I don't think the guy wrestles. But it's a pretty good project. I thought it was.
You know that nigga 38?
Who?
Kota Ibushi.
Stop.
He's 38. Yes. He 38, wrestling like he 27.
Stop.
Yes.
You're lying.
Yes, I'm dead serious. I put it in the group.
Wow. Man, that's crazy. That dude looks, he's aging well.
Dude look like he 22.
That's big time right there. Well, I knew he was kind of old because he was in the fucking, in the Young Lions for a long time, so.
Okay, wait, well,
you got to be in the Young Lions for, what, 5 years or some shit before you
get
old? I don't
know about all that.
No, I don't know.
I'm just saying. He 38.
Yeah.
Bird. Tag champs with the Ace, who's probably like 50.
Damn. I think the Ace older than that, though. Tanahashi, an old ass dude. But we got that Styles P record. It started off with it opened with a skit called Garfield. And in the skit, I don't even know the guys, but they made a phone call to Styles P. And was talking about an Instagram model he was fucking.
Yeah.
And her name was Garfield. Her screen.
Are we even sure he was fucking her?
He said he was fucking her.
I didn't necessarily hear he was fucking her.
That's what he said, because he said, "Are you fucking serious?" Styles P was like, "Are you fucking serious?" And he was like, "No, I'm fucking Garfield. Did you not hear me?" But her name was Garfield with 3 D's, and he didn't know whether or not that was her breast size or how many dicks she could take.
Both.
It was both. That skit was fucking hilarious to me. Like,
one in each hole, nigga. Come on.
That shit was fucking funny to me. And after it went to the skit, it went to a song called Noah and David. And I found out that this song is called Noah and David because Styles P's son produced the record. So it was a quick little 2-minute joint of Styles P just spitting some bars on the joint. What did you think of that joint? second track on the
album. I liked every track on the album. It's the Styles P album. Like, I don't know what you expect me to say.
I like every track on that album.
It's a Styles P album. I ain't heard a Styles P album where I'm going to skip a track. So
hey, man. That joint was fire. Then after that, we moved into the song called 100 or 100. Another fire track. I mean, I don't really know what to say about it. You know, it was a pretty good track. You know, he was talking about keeping it 100. He got 100 niggas with him. He's spending hundreds. It is just one of those songs. But the thing to me that makes Styles P, like, he always does whatever he does, and then he tells you the opposite spectrum of what you doing. Like, and he always makes that shit just sound so fucking fire. Like, nigga, you sitting in the club and I'm sitting at home drinking Belvedere or something. Like, he just make that shit sound so fire when he's saying this shit. And he did that throughout this entire song. And I was like, yo, this nigga make me want to go live the lifestyle that he living. Like,
I don't even know if I can live the lifestyle he's living. Like, the shit he eat and all that, like, I don't know.
Oh, he on that vegan stuff now, too.
Yeah, man.
He was like, he lost a few pounds because he on that vegan stuff. But, you know, I mean, the ghosts always come with some good shit, man.
Of course.
And for those who watch Power, SP is the original ghost, nigga. Like, this nigga been the ghost for as long as I remember.
I don't know.
What?
Ghostface might
Well, Ghostface Killer. I don't know, man. You know, Ghostface Killer, of course, but I'm just saying, like, this nigga SP been calling himself the ghost for a long ass time.
He been calling himself the ghost longer than Ghostface.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I guess you can go with that.
Your name is Ghostface. Yeah. Styles P is Styles P.
Yeah. Yes. Then we move to the track featuring Whispers called California. This song isn't a skippable track, like, I feel like it's a good record, but I ain't like that hook. Like, I just ain't like that hook. Whoever this guy Whispers was. Okay.
I don't listen to SP for the hooks. I listen for the bars.
I know.
He's got nothing but bars.
The song was fire with the bars. I was just saying I don't like that hook.
Man. That's fine.
You know. Then we had a little smooth, melodic style. Like, it wasn't like a banger style joint, but he was spitting some shit on that joint called Truth Be Told. He was spitting some shit on that joint. That's not a banger track. It's not one of those tracks where you turning up to or nothing.
SP gives you a little bit of everything.
Yeah. That was one of them smooth joints where it's like, yo, this nigga talking to you on that joint. He talking to you on that joint. Some real street shit. And I believe this was the song where it almost sounded like he was talking about the Tekashi 6ix9ine situation. Telling motherfuckers, when you come back out, you don't snitch, you ain't a rat. You don't do none of that shit. You stand up for the things that you believe in and you obey the street code.
First off, if you support Snitch 9, I don't fuck with you. Don't fuck with me. So there you go.
There you go. There you go. I can agree with that. I can agree with that. But motherfuckers be backhanded supporting 6ix9ine too, man. Like, they be posting up about him all the fucking time, thinking they clowning him. But you actually supporting the nigga because you keep on fucking talking about him. You know?
I don't talk about him. I don't support him.
Neither.
Fuck all that bullshit.
You know? We touched base on him once during the last episode. Well, not the very last episode, but last week's episode with Jason. But it was something quick. It was talking about the actual
shit. I don't even remember it.
Then we had, this is where I guess Jadakiss was supposed to be, but he couldn't make it due to the coronavirus. I'm gonna tell
you straight up, I love this.
But he did spit the little, they call it Corona Kiss. He spit the little bars on the joint. And that shit was nice.
I love this.
Yeah.
Jada spent some shit on it.
He spent some shit. He got in his little almost, you know, conscious bag. Like, yo, I'm gonna rap some conscious shit. And he did it with the super raspy voice. You know, Jadakiss' voice is just, like, you can't mistake him for nobody else.
No, you really can't.
Like, when you hear him, you know that that's Jadakiss. You're like, yo.
Truthfully, this might have been my favorite thing on the album.
I can say that, too.
Just, it's him calling in on the phone, hitting the voicemail, and just spitting a little something. But everything was real.
It was real shit. He was talking about the shit that was going on. Like, one of the lines he said on there was, we looking for our black leaders, but they out here on TikTok. Like, niggas out here, that's what they doing. They making dances and shit while we out here trying to figure out what's going on. And then when they give us the vaccine, we found out they got the chip in it. Like, why the fuck you got a chip in it? You know, so he was spitting some real shit.
For real.
I ain't gonna even lie, yo, Jada. That shit you spit on this joint, I think that shit was harder than the shit you was spitting on your album. But I understand it was a dedication joint. I got you, man. I got you.
Shit, the little bit he spit on this was harder than what Sheik spit on the track.
Oh, Sheik did show up a little later on. You ain't gotta do Sheik like that, man.
I'm just being honest. And I love Sheik.
You ain't gotta do Sheik like that. But up next, after the Corona Kiss joint, we had the song called Time. This is another one of those smooth joints. He was just spitting, man, on this one. He was just spitting on this one. I really like this track. This is one of my favorites on here. So I advise y'all to go check that joint out.
Yo, go check the whole album out. Yeah. I can't give you track by track breakdown because I only listened to it once, and I will listen to it again. I got a kid; he want to play in the backyard in the sun. So
yeah. The next track after that was called Homies, and this one was just saying, "Yo, he got a homie for everything he need. He got a homie," and it features a guy that I had never heard before called Shy Life or something like that. I guess that's what his name is. But he even spit on that joint. And I was like, yo, I don't know who this guy is, but SP ain't put him on here for no reason. Like, he put him on there. He did his thing on that joint. So that was a good track. Then after that, we had I'm the Shit. Hey, it's self-explanatory. It's self-explanatory what that song was about. It's basically saying how fly you is. But the way SP does it, man, he don't talk about all the material shit that he has. He talks about how nice he is with the bars and also how street creditable he is. He's credible. He has street cred out here. He's credible out here in these streets. So that was a good joint. Then after that, we go to the song called Backpack Rap. This one was like a 90s throwback style joint. And he had a feature on here by the name of Cassandra the Goddess. And she sounded like one of them back in the day 90s rappers. Like, she was spitting, like, you know, the Queen Latifah MC Light style bars. It was a good song. Good song. What do you think of that?
It's a Styles P album. I love every track.
It's a Styles P album. I love every track.
Like, I don't know now. Word up.
Then we went to a skit called Jubar. The two skits on here was funny, man. These dudes, whoever they were, because there was two guys that was calling to talk to SP. They wanted to start up a Jewish bar.
What was they asking for, like 3,500?
They was asking for 35,000.
35,000.
And they were like, well, Jadakiss said he's in, but you got to give him the 35,000. He was like, what? So Jada said he in? Like, click, hang up the phone.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? So that was another funny skit. And then the back half of the album, the last four tracks, man, He ain't slowed down. He ended the album incredibly. Ghost Vibe was the next track up, and that track is just, I'm gonna say that that is my favorite track on the album, Ghost Vibe.
Okay.
That song is fucking amazing. You should go check that joint out. Then he had Animals with Sheik Loot. Yo. That, he started that song out just getting at it.
I was disappointed by what Sheik spit.
You was disappointed about? I don't think Sheik was bad.
Nah, but it,
it could have been better. It
should have been more.
Yeah, it could have been better. It could have been better. I mean, we've seen Sheik do better verses than that, but I mean, it wasn't like horrible. Like we've heard some horrible Sheik verses.
Dude, I just told you what Kiss spit.
Yeah, what Kiss spit was harder than what he spit. I give you that. I give you that. But he didn't destroy the song. Like that song we was listening to on the way here, where the song was high until this nigga G Herbo got on the fucking song and started rapping off key. Like, he didn't do that. Then the next song after that was called Goat Killer. And that song was fire. Oh, man.
Yes.
That song was fire. And then the last track on here, Next Event. When I was listening to that song, I was like, all right. Because I didn't look at the track listing. So I was like, I ain't know that was the last song. I was like, all right, we still moving. We rocking. Then it went back to the skit. And I was like, oh, shit. I wanted some more. I wanted a, you could at least gave me one more. But he gave us 13 tracks.
Chris Brown would have gave you 20 more.
Yeah, Chris Brown would have gave you 20 more. He gave us 13 tracks and two skits. You can't be disappointed with that. Overall, Juice Box score, what you got?
4.5.
4.5 Juice Boxes out of 5?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't get a 5 unless you stand the test of time.
You don't get a 5 unless you stand the test of time. Me, personally, I'm going to give this a 4 Juice Boxes out of 5. I felt like it was a great album. I felt like this was very good work from him. It's up there, man. It's up there.
I'm gonna tell all these people straight up in case you don't know. I ain't never listened to a Styles P album that I didn't like.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go.
I brought it down to a 4 because of, again, a couple of the hooks I really didn't fuck with. And yes, although I felt like Backpack Rap was a good song, The female on there, she could have used a little bit more polish. You can see that she's got it there. She's got the
he probably threw her on. He heard her. He threw her on.
Yeah. You know, this probably was her coming out joint. I had never heard of this chick before. Cassandra the Goddess. She's probably got a catalog that is nice. But on this particular song, it just felt like, yo, she just need a little bit more polish. She'll get there. And when she does, she gonna be all right. But for the rest of the album, man, and of course, the Sheik verse could have been better. So that's why I gave it a 4. But he gave it 4.5 Juice Boxes out of 5. So we highly recommend this album, man. Go check it out if you haven't already. You know, and that's what it is.
Truthfully, Ghost Your Enthusiasm. I don't think a lot of people have heard of it. Just because, like, I be in the groups and I ain't seen nothing about it.
I actually broke the news in one group. Like, me personally, I broke the news. Like, I was like, yo, because they posted up a post that said, yo, what new music you listening to? And I was like, I'm going to be listening to that Styles P today. Mm-hmm. Styles P dropped today. What you talking about? Like,
there you go,
Styles
man.
P dropped today. What you mean? Like, he been talking about this for over a month. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, man. So, if you haven't heard, here you are. Go check out the Styles P. It's actually on Dat Piff. I think you can listen to it for free. So you ain't got to download it or buy it.
I mean, on Dat Piff, you can always listen to the albums for free. But if you want to download that shit, you paying for it.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to pay for it. But, you know. Now, in some of these groups, there was some chatter, man. There was some questions to be asked.
About?
different stuff, and I'm gonna ask you a couple of these questions, man, just to see where we at about this, man.
You want my opinion
on
shit?
Yeah, I want your opinion on shit. Yeah. So, one of the questions was, let's settle this once and for all. It says, Illmatic versus All Eyes on Me. Which one is the best?
Come on. Come on. It's All Eyes on Me. It's a double CD where you can't skip a track. And if you skip a track, you ain't a Tupac fan.
So we got some joints here. All right. So one person was like All Eyes on Me. Then the next person was like Illmatic without question. Next person, Illmatic. Next person posted a picture of Nas. Then the next one, Illmatic easily. You should have said to me.
Easily?
Yeah, it said, you should have said.
Stop reading. All this shit is New York bias. It's New York bias. Well, get the fuck out of here.
What I was like, you should have said to be me against the world, and then we would have had a competition.
No. All Eyes on Me is way better than Me Against the World. What are you talking about?
Illmatic.
What are you talking about? First off, Machiavelli is better than Me Against the World.
Illmatic. And then somebody says, y'all don't know shit about hip hop if you say Nas.
You weren't. Get out these New York groups. Come on, man.
Then somebody poses a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh card of Nas. Then somebody poses a meme of Tupac looking over. I think this is a clip from Juice or something where he looks over at her with the bean mug. Like, what the fuck are you mean? Like, then it says, stop. This comparison is stupid. A double album versus a single CD LP. But then he says, Illmatic is still better.
Oh my gosh.
Illmatic.
Shut up.
Illmatic is debatable top three of all time.
You're in a New York based group.
I don't know. I mean, they typically don't favor just New York artists. They typically favor Pac over everybody, but this is the first time that I don't know. I ain't even look at this shit yet until I ask the question.
Come on, man. Most people outside of New York don't give a fuck about Nas. You know that shit. You don't live in New York. I mean, you live in New York, but you ain't from New York, and they don't give a fuck about Nas.
I don't care about Nas.
Like, come on. I'm in New York, and I don't give a fuck about Nas.
All right, bar for bar, man. Who you got? Styles P versus Jadakiss.
Bar for bar?
Styles P versus Jadakiss.
Jada.
Jada? Okay.
Nothing against Styles P. I think.
One person was like, I'm not going to answer this shit. You're fucking ridiculous.
Fair enough. That's fair.
One person said, yo, them my boys, this is hard. I'm not answering this shit.
Yo, if you don't want to answer it, that's fair.
Then one person was like, yo, if I got to go with somebody, I would go say Kiss, but that's a tough one, though. Somebody said, I got Kiss, but Styles P be putting out some good-ass albums.
Mm-hmm.
Jada, no disrespect to Styles P.
Mm-hmm.
Jada, but when it comes to albums, I got Styles.
Yes.
Jada. Styles P to me, Jada is kind of repetitive. That's what they said. I'm just reading the comments.
That's fair.
I wouldn't choose either because this is bullshit. So, hey man, you know, people respect them. People respect them. All right, we got a double Nas joint. They put, It Was Written is better than Illmatic.
Yes.
You like It Was Written better?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Somebody put, nah, Illmatic from start to bottom. Then somebody put the Shannon joint where he's shaking his head like, nah, bro. Like, nah. Somebody said, yeah. Somebody else said, yeah. Somebody disagreed, but they not mad. This is close, but there's flaws on both albums. Somebody said, Illmatic is top three in rap history. Would you agree with that? Top three albums in rap history?
Hell no.
No?
Illmatic don't make my top 20, probably.
Illmatic don't make top 20. You just shitting on Nas like that?
I'm not a Nas fan like that.
Not a Nas fan like that?
Hell no.
Hey, man. I mean, some people not Nas fans like that. Here's a question for you, man.
All right.
Out of all the rappers that you know, which rapper do you think acts tough on records, spitting that real gangster shit, but could probably lose in a fight?
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Wow. I don't even know why. I mean, that's probably wrong, because he was a correctional officer, yeah. So he might be able to throw the hands a little something, or with the nightstick at least. I don't.
All right, somebody put 50 Cent. Somebody put DaBaby. Somebody put NBA YoungBoy.
I don't know them people.
Somebody put Meek Mill. Said he talked tough on the records, but he probably get his ass smashed.
He spent half his life in jail. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Somebody said Beanie Siegel.
Beans is from Philly. I'll give Beans the benefit of the doubt. You stupid. Like, what? You stupid.
Somebody said Drake talked tough on the records.
I'll go with Drake. I'll go with Drake. I'll go with Drake. That's my answer.
Somebody put all of them. Like, all of them, nigga. Like, every one of them talk tough. Somebody put Cardi B. Like, I don't know, man. Cardi B looked like she was about that action when she ran up on Nicki. She looked like she was about that action.
Like, I mean, she a hoe from the pole. You tried to take that cash. We don't know. You know?
Yeah, she looked like she was about that action when she ran up on Nicki, man. Like, she took the shoe off. It was flinging.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder when she gonna come out with some new music. It says no one. Like, you looked at me like, oh.
Like, really?
Like, nah. Okay. Unpopular opinion.
Yep.
This is somebody's unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with this?
Okay.
The Eminem show is better than the Marshall Mathers LP.
What? Hell no. The Marshall Mathers LP might be his best CD ever.
Somebody, and this was a female, she came out and she was like, yo, I get a slight edge to the Marshall Mathers LP, but I respect your opinion. Like, dude was like, nah, man. There's a big ass gap between these two albums.
It's a big ass gap. Obviously, they both won Grammys. If I'm correct, both won Best Rap Album.
I believe so, yeah.
But there's no comparison.
This was another female. She was like, you might be right. I just got to go back into the Eminem show and really determine. So she's going to go back and listen to the shit. One person was like, the Marshall Mathers LP is one of the greatest hip-hop albums ever. I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas say. Get the fuck out of here.
I agree with that.
Somebody said, I agree with you. I feel out of M's big three, Marshall Mathers LP is the third. So they got Slim Shady first, the Eminem Show second, and then Marshall Mathers is...
I'll put the Slim Shady. Oh, gosh.
So if you was ranking the albums, where would you put them?
Marshall Mathers LP.
Marshall Mathers LP first.
The Eminem Show.
The Eminem Show.
And the Slim Shady joint.
Okay. I'm saying if you was counting all his albums, though, not just the big three. If you was counting all his albums, then where would you put... You would have the Marshall Mathers LP as first, and then which album would you put after that?
I don't know if I'd have the Marshall Mathers LP first.
Oh, which is the greatest album then? The best album?
In my personal opinion?
Uh-huh.
Hold on,
not really a wrong answer here. Yeah.
No, because we're going on preference.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not and really a wrong
he's
answer.
He's got so many goddamn albums. He's got so many goddamn albums. Hold on. I'm trying to bring up his album list.
Nah, that's no problem. I'm gonna keep going with the replies here. The only reason I say this is because I feel like between the two, I think the Eminem Show has more mature songs where he actually talks about serious topics Whereas the Marshall Mathers LP has a lot of crazy shock value rap. Also, I feel like the production and the hooks overall on the Eminem Show sounds more complete to me. That's the person justifying why they said this.
All right, from what I'm looking at, mm-hmm. in my personal opinion, it's number one for me is either Recovery,
mm-hmm.
or the Marshall Mathers LP 2.
The second one. Okay, cool. Not a problem, man. Not a problem. Just wanted to just get your take on that.
You know, I would throw Revival in there, but them first five tracks, like...
The first five that's going to get you some heat right there for saying Revival. Yo, motherfuckers say Revival is his worst album.
No, people Relapse is his worst album.
People hate that Revival joint.
Why? Because he's supporting black people and he's white? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Y'all are stupid.
Yeah. So they asked you to rank these three rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd Banks, Black Thought, Beanie Siegel. Lloyd Banks, Black Thought, Beanie Siegel.
Banks, Beanie Siegel, Black Thought. I never heard a Black Thought album, so I'm not.
You ain't never listened to a Roots album?
No.
God damn, bro.
I was smoking hella weed back then.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I personally would say Black Thought, Banks, Beanie Siegel.
I'm just saying, I'd never listened to an album, so I can't, he goes to the bottom just because I never listened to an album. Sorry.
So the next versus battle that they're trying to get into the works here. They're working on a couple. They're working on a DMX versus Eminem. They was working on that one, but Eminem don't want to do it. But they're also working on T.I. versus 50 Cent.
I've never listened to a T.I. album.
God damn.
Hey, man, not a okay. one.
It's all right.
I've heard certain songs, and those certain songs made me not want to listen to an album, so.
Yeah.
Which is all his commercial shit. They made me not want to hear them, so.
Right. All right. Then they got rank these four MCs. The Game, Fabulous, Lloyd Banks, and Saigon. You probably don't know who Saigon is. But
no, okay. So he'll be number four.
It's okay. So
Game will be number three.
Mm. Banks or Fabulous? Oh, it's tough. Right? It's tough, right?
Banks than Fab.
All right, so first person up here got Loso, in case you ain't know so. Game, Banks, and then Saigon. The next person, this man broke the shit down into categories. He was like, if we going by flow, Game, Fab, Saigon, Banks. Then he was like, if we going lyrics, Banks, Fab, Saigon, Game. If we go in delivery, which I don't know what's different about delivery and flow, but he's got delivery, he's got Saigon, Game, Fab, then Banks. Cleverness, he's got Saigon, Game, Fab, then Banks. Punchlines, he's got Banks, Fab, Saigon, Game.
Yo, that nigga all over the place. Because I was sitting there like, yo.
He broke this shit down.
Nah, like he's too over.
He's into that joint. He like, yo, this is a hard question to ask somebody. Like, who's
and I
better?
Think he got it wrong in his fucking.
He might have. I mean, when we talk about punchlines, I think he probably got that right. He's put Banks, Fab, then he put Saigon and Game. He might have got that right. As far as with delivery and flow, those are about the same. So I don't know why he switched those up. And then overall lyrics, he put Banks, Fab, Saigon, Game. So he put it in the same way for overall lyrics and punchlines. But he said that Saigon was more clever about his bars than the rest of them. Which, I don't know, man. Hey, it's whatever.
He didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
He wanted to be right at some point. He was just like, and then a young lady put up here. She said, Saigon, Game, Fab, Banks. So, you know, whatever. The women got different takes on these things.
It also depends on what type of what part of the country you're from, too.
Yeah.
Because people down south, they don't like Northerners. Northerners don't like motherfuckers down south.
Well, three of them, Saigon, Fab, and Banks, are all from New York. So.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, I think Saigon is from New York.
Can't be. I ain't never heard of him. And I've been born and raised in New York.
I have to fact check that joint. Because I've heard some of his shit before. Like, he's pretty good. He's not a bad guy.
I'm not saying nothing bad about the dude. I'm just saying I never heard of him before.
Yeah, he's from Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn, New York. Yep.
I don't like Brooklyn, so.
You from Long Island. I don't fuck with the Brooklyn guys.
Nah, because motherfuckers act like they crossed a bridge to get from Long Island to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You're on fucking Long Island. Queens is on Long Island. Yeah. Brooklyn is on Long Island. You crossed a bridge to get from Brooklyn to Manhattan. Stupid motherfuckers.
You tell them, dog. You tell them.
Motherfuckers act like Long Island ain't all that shit. Yeah.
You tell them. All right, for this one, I am going to give you 9 rappers. Aww. And you have to choose 3 of them to make you your own rap supergroup.
Okay.
You have Dr. Dre, Nas, Eminem, Prodigy, Biggie, Big L, Big Pun, Ice Cube, and Tupac.
Pac, Big L, and Eminem.
Pac, Big L, and Eminem, yes. Making a super rap group.
Yes. Pac would love that white boy saying all that crazy shit.
Pac would love that
white boy. He already did a track with Big L.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Personally, I'm surprised you didn't put Redman in there.
I didn't choose this. Oh, all right. it was a meme that was up here. So, we had some people, Pac, Cube, Nas. Another guy said Nas, M, Cube. Somebody said Dre for the production, Nas and Cube on the mic. Somebody said Dre for the production, M and Big L on the mic. Somebody said Nas, Big, and Dre with the production. Somebody said Nas, Prodigy, and Big L. Somebody said Big Pun, Big L, and Eminem.
Really, Big Pun?
Yeah. Somebody said Pac, Big, Nas. Somebody said Pac, Prodigy, Big L. I don't think Pac would work with Prodigy.
No.
He wouldn't. Think he would work with Prodigy. Somebody was like M, Biggie, and Tupac. Somebody said Q, Pun, Prodigy. It's all different. Some people said what? Q, Pun, Prodigy.
Yeah, that don't work.
Somebody said Biggie and Pac and put Dre on production. Fire ass album.
You want to know what? That probably would be.
Yeah. Somebody said MQ, Pac. Somebody said Prodigy, Nas, Q. They said this is going to be my conscious album. So, okay. Not a problem. Not a problem.
What is conscious about Nas?
Well, they assume he conscious because he always, you know. I don't know, man. They assume he conscious because of the lyrics that he spits, I guess.
Should have said Common. I know he ain't on the list.
He ain't on the list. Common, yeah. Common's pretty good. I like that guy.
He's more conscious than Nas, that's for damn sure.
Somebody said this was easy. Pac, Pun, Big L.
Pun?
Yeah, somebody said that. Pop, Pun.
Dude. How is that easy?
People like Pun, man. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of people that said Pun on this joint. Pun, Prodigy, Big. Biggie, Pun, Big L. Like,
how do you feel about Big Pun?
Yeah, I I mean, I've heard the man on some freestyles where you be like, all right, this nigga nice, you know what I'm saying? Yo, like,
Big Pun don't make my top 20.
Nah, he don't make my top 20 either. I mean, he's not a bad rapper.
He'd make my top 50 just because I might run out of rappers.
Nah.
He wouldn't make your top 50?
Not running out of rappers. If you said because I might run out of rappers. Nah.
Well, I'm thinking about taking people out of groups and all that other shit.
Like, I'm saying, even if I didn't take people out of groups and I just did a list, I could still come up with 50 rappers. And the only reason why I would probably discount him because he only came out with like two projects.
This not a Big Pun song I even want to fucking hear.
I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
That's I don't want to hear that.
You don't want to hear that? I mean, no. I don't think...
There's not one Big Pun song I can ever think of that I want to listen to.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
I'm just speaking for me.
I'm speaking for me as well, but people out here, they putting Prodigy on the list,
and
too.
And I'm from New York.
Yeah. They putting Prodigy on the list too, but I wasn't really that much of a Mobb Deep fan. Like,
okay, because you're not from New York.
I like other New York rappers, but I wasn't that much of a...
He's not a solo rapper, though.
Yeah. You know, honestly, their production was fire. Like, Havoc did his thing with
it. Yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? But when it came to, you know, Prodigy, it's just like,
like I said,
it's pretty good.
For all those people saying Prodigy is one of the greatest...
Nah, I don't know about that.
No, there are people out there. Well, because he's dead. That's the only reason why they say
that. Well, yeah, I know it's people that say that, but I'm just saying to me personally, I don't think he's... Yeah, as a solo artist, him by himself, would I put him in my top 50? He probably wouldn't make the top 50, depending on... Like, I'd really sit down. I've never actually done this. The closest we've gotten to was us doing our top 20, but I've never actually sat down and be like, all right, let me take all the rappers that I like and that I know and let me put them in order. Like,
motherfuckers gonna hate me for saying this. I'd rather listen to Nate Dogg on the hook than Prodigy on the track.
This is true. You know, this is true. This is true. I don't think nobody would hate you for that. I think this is true. I would rather do that.
New York niggas would hate me for that.
Look, I understand, man. Like, New York people, they quick to put the New Yorkers, like, at the top of the list. I'm going to let you know right now, we did our top 20, and Biggie ain't even make my top 20 because he only had, like, two projects. And it's
he died right before his second album came out.
Like, I can't put you up there where you only got two projects when you got Ludacris over here that got 7-8 projects. You got fucking... Jay-Z that got 13 projects. You got Scarface that got 13 to 15 projects. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all these rappers that they put out consistent hits over a long period of their career. And it's no fault of his own. He was killed. He was murdered. It's not a fault of his own. But we don't know the peaks and valleys his career would have had. We don't know that shit. Because we didn't all... seen a motherfucker put out a trash ass album, even if it was great.
Yeah. So, all y'all motherfuckers, y'all hate Eminem's album. To me, he only had one bad album.
And that was Relapse for you, right?
And that shit won a Grammy, if I'm correct, didn't it?
Relapse?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it didn't.
Nah.
Better not have. Better not have. But I'm just saying. That's, to me, is his one bad album. Y'all hate everything after he put out that when he stopped doing drugs. And I love all of that shit.
Yeah. So, we were just talking about Biggie. So, segueing into the next question here.
Okay.
The question was framed this way. Ready to Die. How many albums in hip-hop history do you believe are better than Ready to Die?
A lot.
A lot. So I actually answered this question in the group. Now,
I can't listen to Ready to Die straight through.
I said the same fucking thing. So I said there's a lot of albums better than this. I mean, the album is held in high regard, but it was all right. It's decent. You know, motherfuckers came for me.
Like, I ain't even gonna front. As good as the song Bear Papa was, I'll never listen to that shit again. I'll skip that shit every time I hear it.
Yeah. Motherfuckers came for me. They was like, what the fuck are you talking about? This album, undeniably, top three in the game.
Please, the song he did with Meth, I'll skip that shit every time too. I'll never listen to that.
The what?
Yeah, the what? I'll skip that shit every time. Every time.
The album cut of One More
Unbelievable? Chance. I'll skip that shit every time, too. Like, what is that? I don't want to hear that.
Friend of mine? Come on, man. The album cut of One More Chance.
That shit is trash, too.
Exactly, right? And then, I posed the question to them like this. Machine Gun Funk, if it didn't have the sample in it, would you listen to that song? If it did not have the Parliament sample in it, would you listen to that song?
I'll listen to Machine Gun.
You'll listen to that song?
I'll listen to Machine Gun Funk.
Okay.
I'll listen to Machine Gun.
I'll give you that. But I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I felt
I like the bars of Machine Gun Funk.
The bars, okay. And then I was like, well, me and my bitches remember because he said he'll suck on his daddy's dick. Like, it's remembered because of that. But anytime y'all talk about Ready to Die, you talk about maybe 6 or 7 songs. You talk about Warden, you talk about Big Poppa, you talk about Juicy. You talk about Give Me the Loot. You talk about Suicidal Thoughts. But he has 17 tracks on that joint. Like, he has 17 tracks on that joint. How are you going to tell me this is the greatest album you've heard and that there's not many albums that are better than it?
Yeah.
When you got...
when they talk about One More Chance, they're specifically talking about the remix.
They talk about the remix. They're not talking about the album cut. They talk about the remix. But, you know... And somebody put up here, not really a fair question. The better question would be, which albums are just as good or are on the same level as this album?
Come on.
Like, and the thing about it was, I was like, yo, stop talking about the cultural impact of the album. Stop talking about what the album had when, after it came out or after he died or during the East Coast, West Coast beef. Talk about just the songs on the album. You just gave me like 4 tracks that you ain't gonna listen to ever.
No, like, I'll skip right over it.
You'll skip right over it. But they like, this album has no skips. It has no skips. A song on here is fire. Like, no, it's not.
It's New York bias.
Like, and so I gave them albums that I felt were better than that. I gave them albums that I thought were better than that.
Solo albums or group albums?
Solo albums.
Okay.
I gave them one group album, but I gave them solo albums that I thought was better than that. Even though I don't like Nas that much. I gave them Illmatic. I was like, Illmatic's better than this. There's only one skippable track on Illmatic. You can listen to the rest of that jam. I gave them The Tipping Point by The Roots. I gave them Only Built for Cuban Links by Raekwon and Chef and Ghostface. Like, you can't tell me that album isn't better than Ready to Die.
You know, I ain't even going front. I'll listen to Supreme Clientele.
I gave him Supreme Clientele. I gave him Supreme Clientele. I gave him Iron Man by Ghost.
Ooh. Oh,
I gave him The Diary by Scarface.
That might have been my favorite Scarface album.
Which came out the same year as Biggie and beat him on the Billboard charts because it debuted number 2 on both the Hot 200 and the Hot Rap joint, the top rap joints. Biggie debuted on the top 200 at 15 and debuted number 3 on the Billboard charts, the rap joints. I gave him The Fix by Scarface. I gave him Doggy Style by Snoop Dogg. Mm. I gave him The Chronic by Dr. Dre. Mm. Like, I'm giving you albums, and I ain't even get to the 2000s yet. And I gave you I gave them all those albums just in the 90s. I was like, I can keep going if you want me to keep going. But they stopped me. And like, nah, none of these albums are better than that. Like, what are you talking about? They said none of the albums that I mentioned were better than Ready to Die.
Like I said, that's that New York bias.
They ain't even biased to other New York people. Like, the Purple Tape, only built for Cuban links? Come on, bro. Like,
fuck the Purple Tape.
You said fuck it?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, though. I gave him Supreme Clientele. I gave him Iron Man. And these was albums that I had just listened to recently. Like, I just listened to all these albums again this week. Like, it was in here rocking. Like, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so, for those, I don't dislike Biggie. For people who think that, I don't dislike him. But for you to come to me and say, Ready to Die is the best album in hip-hop history. What the fuck are you smoking?
Shit, I like disc one of fucking Life After Death, rather than I like Ready to Die.
I said that as well. I said that as well. And I get the looks, man. I get the looks like, yo, you're crazy. Like, you're crazy.
I was in a group maybe 2 days ago, and they posted, what's your favorite Biggie song? To me, my favorite Biggie song is Notorious Thugs.
Your favorite Biggie
song? Thugs on it.
Because it got Bone Thugs on it. Yeah, I know you're biased to the Bone Thugs. It's cool.
Nah, but my favorite Biggie song by himself would probably be Warning.
Okay. All right. I got one more for you.
Okay.
It says, rank these artists lyrically. You got Pharoah Monch, Mos Def, Freeway, and Lupe Fiasco.
I can't judge either one. I'd never listen to an album of none of them.
God! Wow.
Dead serious. I've never listened to an album of either four of them.
Man. Well, most people got Lupe at the top, Mos Def second, Pharoah, and then Freeway. Most people are...
Freeway's definitely at the bottom.
Yeah, most people got it that way. I don't think I disagree. I like Mos Def. I like him, but...
I've liked what I've heard of him, but like I said, I've never listened to an album, so...
You've never listened to a Lupe Fiasco album, man?
No.
Why not? That guy's pretty good.
There's a lot of people's albums I listen to.
I know, but that guy's pretty good. That guy's pretty good.
Okay, like I said, there's a lot of people's
albums I listen to. That guy's pretty good. That guy's pretty good.
Shit, I like Common. Ain't never listened to one of his albums.
Yeah. Oh, man, you gotta go listen to a Common album, man. Before you leave this earth, dog, you gotta listen to a Common album, saying. Dog. You can't like the guy and not listen to at least one of his albums, man.
I like Mos Def. I ain't listening to none of his albums either.
You gotta go listen to at least one of the Common albums, man. Go listen to the album B or something. Like, you gotta listen.
There's a lot of hip hop artists back in the day that I like, and I ain't never listened to one of their albums.
It's cool, man.
I ain't never listened to a Rakim album.
Really?
Really?
Oh, man. You ain't listen to the Eric B. Rakim, Paid in Full?
I ain't never listened to a KRS-One album. I ain't never listened to a fucking...
I ain't never listened to a KRS-One album. No. It is what it is.
I ain't never listened to an N.W.A. album.
Never listened to an N.W.A. album?
You know? No. Man, shit I ain't listened to. Like I said, I'm not a music fan.
Yeah.
I listen to music just because I like certain artists. I listen to those certain artists.
If you could name the most quoted rapper of all time, who would it be?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's the most quoted rapper of all time?
That I can think of.
Okay. People say his lyrics a lot.
Well, Jay-Z quoted B lyrics more than anything. I mean, people love... Lil Wayne or what's that? Or Drake. It all depends on your generation, really.
Well, we got, somebody said Rakim, Rakim, Biggie, Biggie, Rakim, Eminem, Big or Eminem, most quoted, Tupac, Biggie, Eminem, most quoted.
Quoted for what?
Like, people say their lyrics all the time. Like, they got quotable lyrics. Lyrics that you can remember, I guess. That's what they're saying.
Ain't nobody quoting an Eminem lyric. Get the fuck out of here. All the hate he gets.
All the hate he gets. Well, they use his lyrics and that hate. They use it really, 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 really much. They use it a lot. They be like, oh, he said such and such about his mama. So, they know his lyrics a lot, man. You know. It is what it is, man.
Nobody quoted Biggie more than Jay-Z. Nobody.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yo, that's not even cool right there.
What?
Like, yo, the caption of this picture say, I look a little chunky. I look chunky. But I'm still cute. And them blood niggas love our Crip ass. And this, my friend, is the picture. Two white girls throwing up Crip. The caption actually says the word nigga in the caption. Posted by some girl named Chloe.
Okay, and neither one of y'all have ass. You're just something to run up in. They don't fucking love you. Shut the fuck up. Stupid ass bitches. What y'all, like 16 in the picture?
And somebody posted a meme, a gif.
And if y'all claiming Crip, how many niggas ran through you already?
Oh, no.
Fuck out of here.
Somebody posted, a gif of Tekashi 6ix9ine saying, officer, they over there.
That's probably current.
It's current. Officer, they over there. Oh, man. You're a funny ass dude, man.
That's truth.
That's truth. If you could have one night with Nikki, it'll take $300,000.
Give my $300,000.
Get your $300,000.
Hell yeah. All
right. Okay. This is the last thing that we're talking about real quick. This shit says, hate it or love it, but the Migos is one of the greatest rap groups of all time, possibly top 10.
Come on. You know my answer.
You can think of 10 groups that's better than them.
I'll find 10 groups if I can't think of 10.
You can't think of 10, you'll find 10?
Yes.
Well, that's why I'm here. I get, somebody put up here that I'm 35 years old and I approve this message. Takeoff can spit like a motherfucker.
Who the fuck is that?
One of the members of the Migos.
Okay.
He's one of the members of the Migos. They say he can spit like shit. Spit like a motherfucker. One person was like, facts, bro. Let people who don't like them kill themselves.
I'll kill you for posting some stupid shit like that.
Somebody said possibly top 10 indeed. Somebody said top 10. Hell yeah, I can dig that. Quavo holds them back nowadays. But
what are these people, like 20 years old?
Them motherfuckers said he was 35, dog. Your age. He said he was 35, and this is facts. Somebody said for sure, but strictly as a pop.
Whoever that 35-year-old is, you just want to be with the times because
you just want to be with the
fuck out of here.
Somebody was like for sure, strictly as a pop and marketability is concerned, they ain't shit as far as I know about rapping though.
There you go.
Somebody said, "Well, you think about the best rap groups of all time." I think of Outkast, Wu-Tang, UGK, The Lox, A Tribe Called Quest, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and about 20 more motherfucking people. fuck out of here. Somebody put, I mean, we could probably get a best dress, but them niggas be wearing some tight ass clothes. Oh, man.
Yo, Chris Cross better than niggas. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Somebody was like, I could give you 10 better than them. I got NWA, Naughty by Nature, A Tribe Called Quest, Bad Meets Evil, D12, Run DMC, Salt and Pepper.
He says Salt and Pepper. Whatever, man. They better than them.
Motherfucker said G-Unit, Black Star, Wu-Tang, Bone Thugs. He was like, need I say more? I reiterate, Salt and Pepper. A motherfucker saying TLC, nigga, get out of here.
That ain't even a rap group.
Yo. I mean, I like their Culture One album. That's about it. Like, I'll give them Culture One. That shit was better than it should have been. I was pleasantly surprised at that album. I was like, yeah, this is the first album that I ever listened to of theirs. Because I was like, I don't know nothing about these guys. Let me check this joint out. Oh, this is refreshing. Like, they're not that bad. Because, you know, people call them mumble rappers. They be calling them mumble rappers. But you can understand every word that a nigga say, and they don't be mumbling. They just don't be really spitting them, like, fire bars. You know what I'm saying? So. But it is what it is. It was just funny to me.
Terrible.
And Black Star, for those people who don't know who Black Star is Talib Kweli and Mos Def. They came together as a group and did a couple albums. Just
ain't none of them even mentioned Onyx. Onyx is better than the Migos.
Somebody did put the Onyx. I'm sorry. They did put Onyx, yeah.
Come on.
I stopped reading comments, but there are other comments down here where people are listing off Onyx. Some people put Eric B and Rakim together as a group.
Okay.
It's better than them. Motherfuckers was like, Jay and Kanye, one album was better than theirs.
For real. There's a lot of one albums. Give me Def Squad. Give me Flip Mode Squad.
Some people had, they had Gangstar up here as well.
Fair enough.
You know, somebody put the Ghetto Boys with Scarface in the gang.
So. What about the Lost Boys? Nobody ever talks about the Lost Boys. Nobody put them. Oh my gosh. Them niggas was Lost mad Boys? Nice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shit, we could have put the St. Lunatics one album up there. Like, just put they one album up there and just call it a day. We could have put fucking The Firm, yep. Nas and them up there. Like
Nas, AZ.
Foxy Brown was in that one, right?
Yes, she was. Yeah. Nobody cares about her.
Nobody cares about her.
In nature.
They could have put Junior Mafia up there and still would have been better. Like,
for real.
I'm not trying to disrespect the Beagles at all. It's just, you know, you got all these people out here. You got the West Coast Connection, the Dog Pound. Mm-hmm. Like, we just can't forget about all these groups that came before these guys that are absolutely better.
The Outlaws. Shit, the Dog Pound. I think you said them.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
Well, it says Little Kemp right across shit. The top.
Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, back when she was black.
Damn, I just keep finding stuff. Finding stuff.
Before the boob job.
Before the boob job, yeah.
To me, that's when Lil' Kim was the sexiest before everything.
Yeah.
Word.
Man, did you hear Jay-Z dropped his top 20 songs of 2020 so far?
I don't hear nothing about Jay-Z.
Oh, you don't hear nothing about Jay-Z. Well, he dropped his little list of songs. I don't think you've heard any of these songs.
Of course I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a Jay-Z song since.
Well, no, he dropped the 20 songs that he liked from other artists. Oh. And I don't think you've heard any of these songs.
I know I haven't.
Not a one. I barely heard any of these songs.
And you want to know what?
Got a couple Drake joints up here.
That's how you know Jay-Z don't respect the other rappers out there.
What you mean?
Because you got artists on there that people never heard of.
Well, how is that saying that he don't respect other artists? If you got people on here that ain't nobody heard of, but they could be pretty good.
They ain't better than the niggas you already heard of.
Well, this is songs that dropped in 2020. So far.
Okay. You got the 13 SP tracks.
Well, this was dropped before the SP song came out. The SP joint came out.
Okay, what about like the 20 tracks that Eminem just put out in January, February? Bet you ain't got an Eminem track on there.
Nah.
Of course he don't, because Eminem shit on him when they did his track together.
He got a lot of R&B cuts on here. He got a Kalani record on here.
I don't give a fuck. He ain't got an Eminem track on there because Eminem shit on him when they did Renegade on his album.
He got a Weekend track on here. He got two Dream tracks. I ain't even know the Dream dropped nothing this year.
Nobody knows.
Bodie James. I've never heard of this guy. Bodie James. Who was that? I wonder, is he a singer or a rapper? He got a Bodie James.
Jeez, he don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know. He got two little baby tracks on here. Three little baby tracks. He got three little baby tracks.
But he ain't got an Eminem track on there because Eminem shit on him when they did Renegade. Nah. He ain't did a track with Eminem since then.
He got two J Electronica joints on here. He got a little Uzi Vert joint on here. Damn.
Like, when was the last time, Jay-Z did
matter of fact, one, two. Now, he got four little baby tracks on here.
Yeah, because they paid that nigga to say that shit.
They paid him to say little baby was fine.
Yes.
He got a future joint.
Jay-Z's all about his money. We all know that. He don't give a fuck about niggas. Man. He sided with the NFL over the players. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck this nigga. He sided with the NFL over the players. He put that garbage-ass NFL fucking halftime show together.
He did. He been out here doing favors, man. He did that trash-ass J Electronica album. He did that trash-ass Beyonce album. He out here doing
favors. No, he fucked up. That's why he did that Beyonce album. He out here doing favors. He got caught doing some shit.
He out here doing favors, boy. Like, I still want to know what the fuck... With Jay Electronica had on this nigga for him to do the Jay Electronica album. And for y'all motherfuckers who say that Jay Electronica album was fire, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You got anything else for the people, bro?
Stop paying Jay-Z to put your shit out.
Stop paying Jay-Z to put your shit out.
Because once the money runs out, and it will... He gonna push you to the side just like he did all them other niggas that was signed to The Rock.
He pushed them all to the side with his signs. Yo, when is Rihanna dropping a new album, dog?
Jay-Z ain't did a song with her forever. Cause she did mad songs with Eminem. And she was like, fuck. He was like, fuck that bitch. That nigga better than me. You do a track with him making mad dope. I ain't fucking with you. Fuck out of here.
So you think he got something against him for real?
Of course he does. You listen to Renegade, you tell me who had the best verse. And Jay-Z had two of them. He had two verses to M's one.
You know who had the best verse on the Renegade song? The motherfucker who wore all the song, no more. Royce had the best verse on it. The person that they took off had the best verse on that.
I never heard of it. So,
you never heard it? No. Okay. It's cool, bro. It's all right. But he still holding a grudge against that?
He will forever hold a grudge against that.
God damn.
He tried to vouch for Eminem on that track, and M took it to the next level, and Jay-Z couldn't keep up.
Well, technically it was an M track. So M and his producer produced the track. They came up with the whole track beforehand because Royce was on the track, but it was an opportunity for them to cross over, get a little bit more exposure. So M went ahead and
they got all the exposure because nobody remembers Jay-Z's verses. They just remember Eminem's verse. I couldn't even tell you Jay-Z's verse on that, but I'll spit Eminem's bars word for word.
That's fucked up.
I can tell you Jay-Z's Renegade chorus.
That's because it was the same as Eminem's Renegade.
No, it's not. It was a little different.
Couple words different. Hey, man. You think he can hold that forever? He just gonna hold that grudge forever?
Of course he is.
Okay.
And he does. Because guess what? He never did a track with him after that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to be on a track with him, man.
No, it's not. Lil Wayne can do it.
He had to step his game up.
And you want to know what? Lil Wayne stepped his game up to it.
He did a good job.
Jeez, he didn't step his game up to it.
I mean, it is. You know, you had people being on tracks with Lil Wayne. With Eminem. You had Joyner Lucas, Logic. You know, Royce is always on a track with him. Crooked. Mm-hmm. You know.
So why couldn't Jay-Z step his game up to it?
I ain't gonna even lie, on the Music to Be Murdered By joint, I think Black Thought had the best verse on that song that they had together.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah. I'm just saying, all them other artists, you know how much I hate Lil Wayne, but I'll listen to a Lil Wayne and Eminem track real quick.
Them Griselda boys got on the tracks with M and...
Stay with him, the Griselda boys, because they shit on you on your verse.
Stay away from the Griselda boys.
I listened to that one song and I'm just like, "Em, what are you talking about? Like, yo, come on, this is your chance to step up." Like,
stay away from the Griselda boys.
Like, like,
it's kind of hard to stay away from them. Really, get signed to the label.
I understand that. And Em put out some. I'm like, nah, nigga.
Oh man,
yo, that might have been the worst I ever heard. I was serious.
What's funny about this is I was trying to wrap this shit up and we went like another 15 minutes.
Whatever, man.
Because it just happens, man. But you got anything else for the people?
Nah, man. Y'all be safe out there. Hit the Facebook group up. Hit Twitter up, you know.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you guys. As always, all the new listeners, man, stick with us. We're continuing to drop content. We're getting closer to that 100 episode as well as our 1-year anniversary. It's going to coincide, I think. So
probably.
It's going to be right there. So... we're going to try to come up with some great content for the 100th episode. If you guys got anything for us, man, hit us up in the comments on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you follow us at. Hit us up. Let us know what you think we should put on the 100th episode. So we appreciate you guys listening as always. This has been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter. And we out.
We out.